right there underneath. I believe it's still on.
Right. Amen. I enjoyed those testimonies, Brother Bowman there, just reminded me of a story. Brother Sister Wright had a wonderful people there around the home there, and they had a little young boy that bought him a pony, and they had put this boy on his pony, and the pony ran away with him. Just ran off with it. He had this little boy just hanging on for dear life. And Brother Wright, he just stretched his hand out. And he said, "Oh God." And he said, about a 40-acre field down there. And he said he seen a hand come out of a cloud and just hover over that horse.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The horse made a circle, came back, and stopped right by the fence where he started off. Amen. That unseen hand. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
We better be hanging on to that unseen hand. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I'm really thankful. Well, we certainly would certainly do appreciate Brother Nathan allowing me to come. Now, I know you probably came expecting a big steak. But you're going to have chopped liver tonight. Amen. Chopped liver's good for you.
She likes liver
anyway. Amen. Amen. Yeah, liver's good for you, but anyway, amen. I just appreciate the opportunity to try to encourage somebody in the Lord. Amen. I wanted to, for just a little bit of time here, tonight, try not to be long, amen, but you know, we're going to be judged and graded, I guess, a lot on the desire of our heart. You know, without a desire, you know, if a man don't have a desire, his drive won't be worth a flip.
Amen.
Amen? Now, I'll tell you, I had a desire one time. Amen. To have one of the biggest cabinet shops in Polk County. And guess what? God allowed that to happen. I had a cabinet shop, and I'm not bragging. But I served the Lord, Brother Bowman. I served him with the fullness. Amen. I gave him all. Amen. Many times I've been out someplace long ways from the house, amen, and when church time came, amen, if it was Wednesday night, Wednesday and church night, amen, I just shut her down. I remember one time I was working over here at Witch Springs, amen, liked about an hour and a half, maybe finished the job, and I just packed it up and went to the house and drove all the way back the next day. But see, I had a desire to serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, without that, without a strong drive in your system, amen, you're not getting much out of this life. Amen. Amen. But I want to just read a scripture or two this evening. Amen. Psalms 27. Amen. Very familiar scripture there. Psalms 27 and verse 4 is one of the Psalms of David. And he said, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me upon a rock." Amen. Would you pray with me this evening? God, thank you for the word of God tonight, Lord. We just thank you. We pray, God, tonight, God, that you'd help us. Lord, without you, we can do nothing. With you, Lord, we can do all things. God knows, that's what your word tells us. Ask you, Lord, right now, that you just help us right now in Jesus' precious name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul said there in Philippians, I believe it was, and I don't know if I've got that marked, but Paul said, he said, I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. But nevertheless, to abide here in the flesh is more needful for you. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Paul had such a desire, the devil couldn't scare him. Amen. He had so much God in him that the devil couldn't scare him. Paul's desire there, he said, I'm just to a place that I'd rather go on, amen, than I would to stay here. Amen. Hallelujah. But Paul's desire, I've looked and listened, amen, watched Paul, amen, down through, you know, when I first got in church, I didn't think that I'd like Paul if I saw him in the flesh.
Yeah.
Amen. I thought he was rude and crude.
Yeah.
Amen. But the brother preached the word of God. Amen. Because there was something there that happened. Amen. On that road to Damascus.
Amen.
Amen. And there was a desire. Amen. To go further with Christ. There was a desire built in Paul's heart, folks, tonight. If we do not have a desire to drive forward, we'll not get anything from the kingdom of God in this life. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen. Bless him, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Because, amen, there was something that was born in me. Amen. At that altar. Amen. That old life that I once lived.
Yeah.
I realized that it was nothing but death. Amen. It was nothing back there, but I saw a glimpse of heaven. Amen. And I began to build upon what I found at that altar. Amen. And that desire, amen, has pushed me further. Amen. It's pushed me on down the road. When everybody said I couldn't, amen, there was something inside me saying that I could. Come on, I want to tell you, amen, a few prayer meetings like his brother had said, I'd heard about a prayer meeting that he'd had. Amen. That's because in that prayer meeting, it built that desire. I want to tell you what, folks, if you don't pray, you lose a desire to pray. Come on now. If you don't pray, you lose a desire to pray. Amen. And if you lose your desire to pray, you lose your desire to come to the house of God.
Amen.
And if you lose your desire to come to the house of God, you lose your love. Amen. And your desire for your brothers and sisters. I'm telling you what, a desire is a strong motive, and we must build upon that. Now the way that you get that desire and keep it is to keep in contact with Him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There's a lot of places. Amen. Zacchaeus. Amen. Was one little guy. Amen. That he wasn't going to let anything get in his way. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He wasn't going to let nothing. Amen. Amen. He had. Amen. They said he was a tax collector. Amen. Hated by most people. I don't like the IRS. I don't say that I hate them. Amen. Don't cheat on my taxes. Amen. But I just don't like them. Amen. But he said that he was a tax collector. Amen. And one man said he had his purse full, but his heart was empty. And he realized that. Folks, I want to tell you what. There'll come a time in your life, it don't matter where you stand with God, there'll come a time when you realize that you need something more than what you've got. Amen. And that desire
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That is, amen. You might say that he went up a tree and out on a limb for Jesus. Amen. I was thinking about that. I thought, you know, he went up a tree and out on a limb, and then he cut it off behind him. Amen. And that was the faith that held him up. Amen. And he went home because his desire was greater than the circumstance that was around him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. I believe it's the book of Proverbs here. It just come to me just a minute ago. Amen. I didn't mark it, but it's a very, very strong. It says, through desire, a man having separated himself seeketh and intermingleth with all wisdom. What he's saying there, I tell you what, if you have a driving force in you to go someplace with God, amen, you can succeed.
Amen.
I will tell you, I'll just tell on myself a little bit. Amen, Palmer, I don't want you telling me anything. I'll do it all, okay? Amen. Now I looked around out my back the window the other day of my patio door there. I looked around and I began to get frustrated. I looked around and I had about four or five projects going on that I hadn't finished up. I had a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I said, oh God, I just want to get rid of these where I can have more time with you. I tell you, I get frustrated when I have to do something that takes me away, amen, from the thing that I desire more than anything, and that's to be alone with God. Amen. I'd rather to be alone with God than my lovely wife. Amen. We try to have coffee every morning. Amen. But I'd rather, I don't go much further than that. Amen. Before I begin to think and talk with God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, a desire, amen, will keep you straight. Amen. But there's something that takes, amen, that desire. Amen. There's something, amen, that'll build that desire and keep it. And that is plainly, amen, that you want to be in the presence of God. Amen. David said there in that Psalms, I'm not marked, I'm just feel kind of unorganized here, but you wait. Let me show you here. David said there's one thing that I desire. Amen. For in the time, now let me back up. Amen. So one thing I desire of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord and behold his beauty and inquire in his temple. David realized and knew that when where that he was in the temple, Lord, where he was, and those things that David sought after could be found in the house of God, in the presence of God. Now, you don't have to be in this place. You don't have to be gathered up. You know that. But what I'm trying to say is, David's desire, amen, was want to know more and more about God's business, amen. I tell you, I've got a wonderful wife, amen, and I desire her fellowship, amen. If she was here tonight, I'd say the same thing, amen. But I desire that fellowship with Christ Jesus, amen, more than I do my own flesh, amen. For the simple reason is, this is life eternal I'm talking about.
Amen.
I don't know, I may not be getting across, amen, what I'm trying to say tonight is, amen, that if your desire lets up, amen, if you don't desire, amen, the things of God, for you know it, you'll be sliding back to where you started off, amen, before you know it. Amen. In the book of Hebrews, I find, amen, that there were some that desired a better country.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you folks, but this thing is about to wind up. Our government can't fix the problem. Amen. Those that are on Social Security may draw the last check just any time. Amen. This thing's about to collapse. Amen. But I want to tell you what. My soul is not anchored in this economy. My soul is anchored in the United States. I don't care who they put in there as president. It makes no difference to me. I'll do my best to vote for the man that I think will do a good job morally. And past that, I'm not concerned. My desire is to have a better place. Amen. In a better country. And that is what I seek for.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right. Amen.
A better country. Amen. Hebrews, amen, 12 there said that they sought after, amen, a better country. Hallelujah. You know that little woman over there with the issue of blood, if she had not had a desire to get in there and to get what her need was, she knew, amen, that he could supply that need. Without that desire, amen, without that, amen, she'd have never got there. She'd have sat on the sideline somewhere and said, oh, poor me. Am I telling you the truth?
Amen.
A desire is a strong feeling, amen, that'll push men and women further, amen, that they think they can go.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. One of my best people in the book, in the whole Bible, is Joshua and Caleb. Amen. And they were the two, amen, and all of that. They stayed true to God.
Yeah, they
stayed true there. Amen. They didn't deviate from where they got in at. But Caleb, amen, was given a promise. Amen. That's one of the things that causes me. Things don't go right. My family's messed up just like everybody else's family's messed up. Amen. I've got serious problems in my family. Amen. And I cried, weep before God. But there's one thing. My desire is to see my folks saved. Amen. Like the sister said, I want to see those that need God. I want them to see them there. Amen. But what calls me on is what hold Caleb on. He was promised a mountain. Amen. He was promised that. Amen. I want to tell you what, folks, the word of God, amen, is for you. It's not against you. Preachers are for you. They're not against you. Amen. Brother Nathan and I kid each other by preaching hard. I know Brother Nathan's a lot better preacher than I am. And he's a lot harder preacher than I am. But one thing for sure, he's for you. He's not against you. People don't want to come to church. Amen. Because the preacher preaches at them. Simply because it messes with their life. That's why they don't want to do it. That's why they don't want to come. It messes with their life. Amen. It's not that, but it's the promise of that book.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. That book. Amen. Somebody said, I don't know. I hardly think that there's just that few, but somebody said that there were 7,000 promises in this book for the child of God.
Yeah.
I think there's far much more than that. I don't know, but 7,000, I don't need a whole lot of promises. Amen. He said he'd give me the desire of my heart. Did he not say that?
Amen.
That don't mean big houses and Cadillacs and fine clothes. That means, amen, if your heart is pure before God, amen, he will give you. I desire to see my sons and my daughters filled with the Holy Ghost, walking in the Spirit of God, and he will give me that desire if I plunge on.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
You know, there was a lady, as a matter of fact, she loved kin to me. And there was an elderly man in the community that was about to die. And she, the Lord gave her a burden for this older man. And he might have been kin to her. I'm not sure. But amen. But she had a driving force. Amen. She walked the floor day and night because she knew, she felt like God told her. Amen. But just a few moments of time, a few hours, and he'd be gone. Amen. And she couldn't figure out how she was going to get over there and talk to him because they had an old dog that would bite. Amen. And this young lady, amen, she walked the floor and paced. Amen. And she had a desire to get to him and pray for him and see if she couldn't get him prayed through. And she went and got her husband's Carhartt. How do you say that, them overalls? Carhartt. All right. Amen. Hey, one got them, put on about three or four pairs of pants and those coveralls, put some gloves on. She looked like a mummy walking around. But she got in there. Why? Because she had a desire, amen, to fulfill her heart, and that was to get that man and say, guess what? She got in prayed through before he died.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good.
I tell you what, you probably don't know my folks, and I don't know your folks. And I've got a son, I raised him up, taught him a good trade. Amen. We had a lot of money tied up in a 6,000 foot building. Amen. And he took everything upon himself and told me just to pack my tools and get gone. Amen. Amen. And it was very painful. It was very painful. Yeah. But I want to tell you what, folks. Amen. I love that boy just as much as I ever did. And I have a desire to see him saved and filled with God. I can care less about a few things on this life when you're talking about eternity.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You see, no matter how hard they are, but you know, that Holy Ghost can get down into that heart.
Yes,
and touch that heart.
Amen.
Amen. And squeeze that heart. Squeeze it till the tears come to the surface. Amen. It all but say, and I know I've done you wrong, but that's okay. I don't need an apology. I'm looking for the day when he falls on his face, amen, and begins to fall in love with Christ. Amen. That's what my desire is. Give me that mountain. It looks like a mountain now. It looks like a mountain. Don't look like it's ever going to come to pass. Amen. Salvation is probably the furthest thing from his mind. But if I read this word right, amen, and if I stay faithful, he will see him come in.
Hallelujah.
I believe it.
Bless him, Lord.
I believe it.
Bless him, Jesus.
We find an elderly woman in the book of Acts, or book of Luke there, named Hannah. And she departed not from the temple. Amen. But stayed in the temple looking for the salvation of Israel. Day and night. Amen. She was up to 90-something years old. Amen. Stayed in the temple fasting day and night. Because she desired to see the Messiah come, because God had promised her that.
Hallelujah.
And she stayed there until she seen Christ Jesus the baby in that temple. I'm telling you what, folks, amen, if you get a strong and you get something in your spirit, amen, and you feed that desire, amen, with prayer and the word of God and the promises of God, you feed it and you keep that alive, amen, it'll keep you going across the hot desert.
Hallelujah.
Without any water.
Amen.
I believe that.
Bless God.
All
bless
my heart. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, This may be just a little shotgun thing, but I thought I'd just share with you about desire. David said, one thing I desire.
Amen.
And that is to stay in the house of God all the days of my life.
Amen.
Amen. You know, there's something happened. Amen. When Mom finally got me to a place, or when I finally got to a place that I surrendered to God. Amen. There wasn't no second guessing. There wasn't no tapering off. You know, they say, you know, you got to taper off of these habits. I went home, poured all of my liquor down the commode, throwed all of my cigarettes down the commode. Amen. I left that and I began to walk forward. Amen. I tell you what, I've been on a lot of highs in this world. Amen. I took about every kind of drug that you could think about, drink as much liquor as anybody did. Amen. But the time that I walked in that factory on a Monday morning, amen, my feet felt like my feet were coming out off the ground. Every hair on my head felt like it was standing up. Amen. Because Christ Jesus had come into my life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Had the same old work clothes on. And as I passed them men going to my workstation, they just looked at me like I was some kind of strange dude. Amen. But I just hardly ever got there to it. And I walked by this old boy that worked next to me. And he said, I said, I got saved. And he said, I thought there's something different about you. Oh, I'll tell you what, they can keep the same sense. And I don't want to be the same anymore.
Amen.
God give me a desire down in my heart to go forward, and I will.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless God.
How do you keep that desire alive? Amen. On your own, you can't.
Right. Amen.
Without help, you can't.
Right.
Amen. I was somewhere the other day and somebody made mention of this. Acted like it was a shame. And I can tell you for a fact, and I'm not ashamed of it.
No,
when I got saved to miss hell.
Yeah.
They preached hell to me. I'd heard hell preached so hot, it scorched the bottom of defeat. And that never did get away from me. I've been in some hell holes and in some places, amen, some messed up in my mind that could hardly stand up or hardly sit up, amen, and the Holy Ghost would come in and drill one of them prayers that my mama prayed way back there. Amen. I could hear my mama locked up in that bedroom crying out to God to save her family. Amen. That's weird. Oh, no, that ain't weird. They're bottled up in heaven. You keep praying on, sister. They're bottled up there. And every once in a while, I believe it's like this, that Jesus said, come over here and you take this bottle here. And he pours it out on the altar. And he dispatches that angel. Amen. And he goes and he says, make it come to pass.
Hallelujah.
Don't ever stop praying.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's how you get your desire.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. The desire of the heart. Amen. He'll
praise
give you the desire of your heart.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
I've heard this as a true story. Amen. That there was two friends. Amen. Grew up together from childhood. One of them, at an early age, became a Christian and was always a friend to the other boy all of their life. And he never could convince him to pray and accept God. 52 years he prayed. The Christian died and they carried him to the graveyard. Amen. Woo! I can't hardly tell this without crying. Brother, They sat out there in the graveyard. The old boy just fell over on the pile of dirt and prayed to him. 52 years he prayed. 52 years he prayed for his friend. You know, my mother prayed for me. She knew I got saved, but she never did get to hear me preach. Amen. She never did get to see me grow in the Lord. Amen. But I do know one thing. All of those prayers that you prayed up, don't you let the devil believe. Amen. Make you believe that that it's no use. It don't matter how bad it looks.
Amen.
Amen. They may be drunk tomorrow. Amen. But you just bet on one thing. Amen. There's something in heaven that you've laid up. Amen. And it will come to pass.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I believe
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, sister, you want to come back? We're just going to open this altar up tonight for prayer. Amen.